Exercise 5A, page 92.
Welcome back to the Environment Show. I'm joined now by Professor Kate Saunders, a lecturer in food science at the University of London. Kate is going to tell us a little about GM foods. Professor Saunders, firstly, what does GM stand for?
GM food is genetically modified food. This means that the DNA of the food has been changed. Let me start by explaining that term, DNA. It's something that most living organisms, including humans, have. To put it simply, DNA is the acid found in most living cells that decides what characteristics are passed down to us. In the case of humans, from our parents. So if a human grows tall or has blonde hair, it's because of his or her DNA. And just like humans, a plant has DNA which similarly determines what characteristics it develops. But scientists are able to change the DNA of plants or crops by adding or deleting specific genes. This causes them to grow differently than before, with characteristics that make them easier to produce.
That's very interesting. So, what is one of the benefits of GM food?
Well, around the world, a huge amount of crops are destroyed because of plant diseases or insects. One way of tackling this problem is by spraying them with chemicals which protect them from harm. These chemicals, however, are generally very expensive and cause a lot of harm to the environment. The machines which spray these chemicals, for instance, use a huge amount of fuel, adding considerably to the carbon footprint of the farming industry. Also, some of these chemicals have been proven to kill bees and pollute local water systems. GM crops have had their DNA changed so that they are more capable of resisting plant viruses and damage from insects themselves. GM crops mean that farmers no longer need to buy and spray chemicals.
That's fascinating. So, GM foods are an environmentally friendly way to produce crops.
Yes, they certainly are. In fact, since the introduction of GM food technology in the early 1990s, experts estimate that about 200,000 tons of insecticide have not been sprayed thanks to farmers planting GM crops with built-in insect resistance instead. And as well as causing farms to emit far less greenhouse gases, this has also saved farmers a considerable amount of money.
What is another point in favour of GM foods?
GM foods can play a big role in helping to fight world hunger. At the moment, the world is facing a food catastrophe. With rising populations, some experts think that by 2030 we will need to increase food production by 50% in order to feed the world's population. It's quite a task. But if we can grow GM foods that are free from disease and harm from insects, and which do not require farmers to pay for chemicals, world hunger may be a thing of the past.
So how popular is GM food technology today?
Well, in 2010, around 14 million farmers worldwide grew GM crops. This added up to 10% of the total amount of crops harvested that year.
But since GM foods have such clear benefits, why are some people against growing GM crops?
Well, there are a number of arguments people have against GM foods. The first argument is that many people believe that genetic modification goes against nature, and man should not interfere with the natural order of things. The second is that GM foods could lead to health problems. They believe that we don't yet know the long-term effects GM foods may have on the human body, even though no negative effects have shown up till now.
I see. What other arguments do people have against GM foods?
Well, another concern that people have is that GM food technology is controlled by a very small number of companies. You see, when a new genetically modified plant is created, it is subject to intellectual property law. This means that just like you can't perform and sell a CD of a famous musician's song, companies that did not create GM seeds are not allowed to produce and sell them. Some worry that because GM technology is controlled by such a small number of companies, they can control the prices of seeds very easily. If prices of seeds are raised, for instance, farmers might have no choice but to buy them at that price since no other companies would exist to offer cheaper, more competitively priced seeds. Governments need to do something about this before such problems arise.
So, what would you like to see happening with GM food technology in the future?
Well, personally, I think GM food technology has the potential to play a huge role in fighting world hunger. But for this to happen, people have to change their attitude towards GM food technology. At the moment, people seem to be against GM food production without knowing much about it. Because it's unnatural, it must be dangerous, they seem to think. It's up to all of us to change this opinion. Many lives could depend on it.
Professor Sanders, it's been extremely interesting talking to you today. Thank you very much.